Roxanne and Clark Loper were homeward bound. Nearly 3 weeks had passed since they left their ranch outside the small Texas town of Alto and embarked on a journey to adopt a 2-year-old girl in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. It was a journey more than 15 months in the planning and saw the young couple race through airports, bounce along bumpy roads, and wind their way across the Ural Mountains. They dealt with bureaucrats in 3 different countries and spent their life savings, all for the sake of a child whose picture Roxanne had seen one day on the internet. Every minute, every dollar was worth it, though, because now they had Alexandria, and by dinner time, they'd be home. Over the last 72 hours, the 3 of them had flown from Kazakhstan to Moscow to Frankfurt, and were now on the final leg of their trip, a direct flight from Frankfurt to Dallas. They all felt as if they hadn't slept in days. Shortly after takeoff, Alexandria climbed out of her seat and curled up on the floor to take a nap. Roxanne thought about picking her up and strapping her back into her seat, but she knew Alexandria liked sleeping on the floor. She felt comfortable there. It was something the child had grown accustomed to in the orphanage. As the Loper's plane, Lufthansa Flight 438, proceeded northwest out of Frankfurt and climbed to above 30,000 feet, Lufthansa Flight 400 began pre-boarding its first-class passengers. Settling into her seat, Frankfurt Mayor Petra Roth was excited about her trip to New York. That night, there would be a party in honor of New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Roth and Giuliani had become friends during official visits to each other's city, and Roth was happy to travel the 4,000 miles to pay her respects to the outgoing mayor. Sitting near Roth was Werner Baldassarrini, the chairman of Hugo Boss, who was flying to New York from the company's corporate headquarters in Germany for Fashion Week, an 8-day spectacle of clothes and models in which more than 100 of the world's top designers show their latest wares in giant tents and on improvised runways. A good show at Fashion Week can guarantee the success of a manufacturer's collection. On Thursday evening, Baldassarrini would premiere Hugo Boss's Spring 2002 line at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. In addition to the financial implications of having a good show, this event was also important to Baldassarrini for personal reasons. After 27 years with Hugo Boss, he had made up his mind to retire in 2002. The news hadn't been leaked publicly, but this would be one of his last shows, and he wanted it to be a success. While a flight attendant offered Roth and Baldassarrini a glass of champagne before takeoff in Frankfurt, a few hundred miles away in Dublin, George Vitali was taking his seat in coach aboard Continental Flight 23. As one of the people responsible for protecting New York Governor George Pataki on a day-to-day basis, Vitali had flown to Ireland in early September to make advanced security arrangements for the governor's visit there later that month. Unfortunately, a fresh round of violence in Northern Ireland caused the governor to abruptly cancel his trip, and the New York State Trooper was told to come home. If he had wanted to, Vitali could have stayed in Ireland to see friends and family. The 43-year-old is half Irish, and he's made several trips over the years to the Emerald Isle. This wasn't a good time for a vacation, however. He had a number of responsibilities waiting for him at home in Brooklyn. In addition to being a senior investigator with the state police, Vitali was also taking night classes toward a degree in education. Assuming everything went smoothly, he'd be home in time for his class at Brooklyn College. An hour after Vitali's flight ascended into the sky, Hannah O'Rourke stood outside the boarding area for Aer Lingus Flight 105 and cried as she hugged brothers and sisters goodbye. The 66-year-old O'Rourke was born in Ireland's County Monaghan, about 40 miles north of Dublin, but had emigrated to the United States nearly 50 years ago. She made a good life for herself in America. Along with her husband, Dennis, she raised 3 children and now lived on Long Island. In recent years, she'd returned to Ireland as often as possible to see her family. This time around, she spent 3 weeks in the countryside with her husband. She hated saying goodbye to her kin, but her family in America was eager for her to come home. Waiting to board the plane, O'Rourke dreaded the flight back. It was no secret she hated flying, especially over water. The scene was no less emotional for fellow passenger Maria O'Driscoll. Although the two women didn't know each other, the 70-year-old O'Driscoll was born in County Louth, a stone's throw from O'Rourke's birthplace. O'Driscoll had come to the United States when she was a young woman. Her reason was simple. "I fell in love with a Yank,"